Hey, podcasters, Claresy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Andrew Gaff from the Eagles.
What's the sound that really hits you or irks you?
Oh, we had Georgie Gardner in from The Today Show.
And Barra, Adrian Barrage takes us down memory lane.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast catch-up is for Dale Alcock.
One Matthew Dictinsky returned home 3 years ago on the show this week.
Yeah,
today's
anniversary. 3 years ago on this day, you started on The Big Breakfast.
Wow, can you believe it?
Time flew, mate.
God,
it flew.
I look about 28 years older.
Well, you've just changed your look. You've gone a completely different style.
Yeah, I've changed my attitude too.
Let's have a little listen to Matt on his first show. Have a listen to this one.
I've learned that it is show number one today with Claresy, Matt and Kimber, and having Matt here, show number one. But feels like you've been here all along, Matt.
Oh.
And I'm really looking forward to celebrating our 2000th show together.
Oh, me too. I hope that happens. I really do. And obviously I've got to know both of you, and you're both lovely, warm, intelligent people. But cracks start to appear, don't they?
In
that veneer. And
early cracks.
Yeah.
Picking on us on the first day, thank you very much.
Now you're like a fifth day pitch. The cracks are so wide.
Sorry, man. Yeah, but at least you're a spinner, so we work this. This is Matt on his first day here talking about his new purchase.
And I bought a car, a little used car.
Exciting.
For me it is. I'm not a big, you know, I've not had many cars in my life, but I've got a silver one and apparently they're really good.
They go faster.
And indeed, when I was getting the insurance, the lady said to me, "Mr. Dictinsky, what make and model is it?" And I said, "Well, it's silver." And she said, "What year is it?" And I said, "I think you'll find it's 2016. So, you know,
isn't it funny just to hear that?
Nothing's changed.
I was going to say, but the car's still going, so that's a good sign.
She said, absolute ripper.
Wow.
Mate, well, congratulations.
Happy anniversary, mate. Three years.
Thank you so much. Been a privilege and a pleasure.
Yeah. Now do some work, bitch.
Okay.
Spin the wheel.
You ready?
Spin the hits from your hood wheel.
No,
let's see where we're going to. Oh, he put his foot on it. He needed to reinforce
that. That is a very big spin. What do we got here? We're looking for a new suburb for Matt's Hits from Your Hood.
Well.
Okay.
Have we done this one?
No, we haven't. It's the home of our premier, Mark McGowan.
Rockingham.
Rocky.
I thought we'd already done Rockingham. No. Is that going to put a spanner in the works?
No, we haven't.
Safety Bay, wasn't it?
Safety Bay, yes.
And we did some stuff about Rocky, of course, with the premiere with one of your musicals.
So much has happened. Barnett the Musical.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So Rockingham.
We've got a lot of listeners in Rockingham. Like, you guys can totally jump on our Facebook page and tell us what Matt needs to know about Rocky.
Beautiful.
Brilliant. Matt's Hits from Your Hood. We'll get that one on fairly soon. And happy 3 years, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up. The boy is on the radio.
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL. And he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
He's currently being very cool, but he's like a beast ready to get back out there next week. Andrew Gaff, good to see you, Gaffy.
Morning, guys. Good to chat.
Gaffy, nobody expected a loss on the weekend, not from the premiers. I'd imagine nobody feels that more than the players themselves. How do you get your head over a round one loss off the back of a successful season?
Yeah, it was disappointing. We knew it was a tough game against Brisbane, who are going to beat a lot of sides, especially up there at this time of year, and we prepared for it to be slippery and did a lot of work throughout the last sort of few weeks of dealing with wet, slippery balls. But yeah, after the first, after quarter time, it was as though we sort of switched jumpers a bit and we weren't very competitive after that. So that's something we've sort of addressed, and we're playing against a team this week who are going to be very good in GWS. Mm. And we've got three boys playing a big milestone game, so hopefully gives everyone else a bit of added inspiration, because we need to get on the board this week, because we've got, I mean, every game's a tough game. We have Collingwood the next week and Freo going really well at the moment, so it's all tough at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Andrew. We'll take Kimber out of the gutter for a moment with the slippery balls.
I couldn't believe that.
It's a professional sport we're talking about, Kimber. How do you do that? Do you literally put the sprinklers on or that sort of thing and have a kick around with the ground wet?
No, it was more we sort of get a tub of water and some of the coaches get a bit of baby oil and put it in there.
Oh, stop it. You see, I was trying to take us out of that conversation.
I'm not helping myself.
Yeah, yeah, baby oil.
Really?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, wow. Literally.
Yeah, right. And you put four or five balls and rotate them. And yeah, it's a good thing because up in Brisbane, it's very humid. And as we saw, probably from about quarter time when we're going really well and in the dry conditions, at that stage, it all of a sudden turned very slippery. And you can tell when Gov and Tom Barras are choosing to spoil opposed to market, that it's obviously very tough. And hopefully, I mean, you're always due for a couple of games in the wet. Each year, but it's definitely a good learning curve for us.
You can now buy some of those lubricants at the West Coast Team Store. Hey, Gaffy, I want to talk about Shannon Hearn. I know there are other celebrations this weekend, the flag and Josh and the like, but Shannon Hearn, you just want a really good human being to be your captain, don't you? He's just solid, no BS about him, and a bloody good footballer.
No, he's great, Shannon. He's been a great captain for several years now, and... Yeah, I guess that's the thing we all love about him is he's a normal guy, very down to earth, doesn't promote himself overly much, but just gets the job done every week. And I think that's a reason why we've been pretty successful the last few years, because he doesn't ride the emotional roller coaster that a lot of people do throughout a heavily scrutinised industry. He doesn't get too excited when we're going well. He doesn't get too devastated when we're going poorly.
And as a footballer, he rarely makes a mistake. That's another great thing, especially with the young guys to watch.
Yeah, that's right. And for a guy to probably play his best season of footy last year, is a testament to how good he's been for so long. And hopefully we can get a job done on Saturday night for him, but also the other two boys.
Yep. It's pretty hard not to ride an emotional roller coaster when it's something you're that passionate about, when you're going out there and you're putting your heart and your body on the line every week.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's sort of due to his upbringing as well, sort of being out on the farm, and he's very relaxed and doesn't take everything so seriously when I guess a lot of us do. And great to have a guy like that leading our footy club, and no doubt he's a reason that we've got sort of a strong leadership program and why we've been successful as a footy club.
And it is a huge game this weekend, as you say, every game is, but GWS are certainly no pushovers, and you can imagine even at this stage of the season, were you to lose that game, it'd be 0-2, they'll never make the finals from here. So, you have to turn it around.
Yeah, definitely. I think just the weight of expectation comes when you have a really successful year like last year, and every loss is scrutinised a bit more, and every win is just sort of seen as expected. So there's so many teams obviously had to get us after last year, and GWS were great against Essendon, and we expect them to be pretty similar. And we had a really good game against them last year. We came over the top by a couple of goals, and hopefully something similar tomorrow.
Beautiful, mate. Over the next week, don't think about your first game back. Don't play it 40 times in your head.
No,
try and relax.
No, just once. Just once.
Good to see you.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
2 million.
One Perth person.
Two.
$2 million.
$2 million.
Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre.
I want to be a millionaire.
Hey, just a thing. Could it be $2 million? You know what I'm saying? Oh, let's go there right now. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
Natalie.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
You should be, because you're on the short list for the chance to win $2 million.
Woo, oh my God. Oh.
It's amazing, Natalie. Someone, it could be you, will be joining us this time next week. There'll be 100 songs in front of them. 99 will contain $10,000 and one will contain $2 million.
Yay! Oh, my gosh. So exciting.
Yeah, and that incredible list of songs has now gone up on the website as well, mix.com.au. Yes.
Yeah, Natalie.
Oh, fantastic. I'll go and have a look.
You'll be able to start prepping it. Now, no one at Mix 94.5 knows which is the winning song.
No, we don't.
So we're talking management, staff, nobody here knows. It's totally fair. Only our external adjudicator will know. But you can go through and look at any of these songs. And, I mean, we've got everything on there from Darryl Braithwaite, from Aerosmith, Tracy Chapman, could be a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, who knows?
Fantastic.
Oh, it might even be Amy Shark. You know, like, there's so many beauties on there. So, stick around for your chance to win.
Good luck, Natalie.
Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys. Woo!
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Natalie.
We love you back.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Forget about favourite son. A favourite daughter has returned to Perth from the Today Show on Nine. Georgie Garda, welcome. Good to see you.
Oh, that's a very nice thing to say. Thanks, Clancy.
Oh, Georgie, lovely to have you back. Now, we know you have grown up in Perth, but you left here back in 1991, I believe. We've been having some tourism issues here in WA. Apparently, WA folk are not spruiking it well enough. So are you helping? Are you out there? How do you sell WA to when other people ask you?
Oh, I have such fond memories of growing up and living in WA, and I can assure you I am always flying the West Australian flag when I'm in the East. Any opportunity when I'm on air on the Today Show, I'm talking about WA and how much I love it. In fact, I'm going over to Rotto tomorrow to shoot a story because that is my childhood, as it is for so many people in Perth. And I reckon Rotto just seems to have really gained some momentum in the last few years, whether it's Roger Federer or, you know,
Hemsworth.
Exactly. Yeah. That didn't do any harm, did it, last week, seeing the Hemsworths there, Matt Damon. But I'm really looking forward to getting back. And I've got a beautiful aunt who is a volunteer guide on Rottnest and has been for about, I don't know, 30 years or something. So I'm going to go meet up with her and shoot a story and share Rottnest with the rest of the country.
Yeah. Ooh. It's funny because I always reflect on what Perth was like growing up, and it seems these days everyone wants sort of bells and whistles, zip lines down from Kings Park down to the river. And I wonder, maybe you do have to move on and forget about the fact that maybe people aren't drawn to the beautiful isolated beaches or something like that.
Oh, see, I don't know. I guess, you know, if you want an adventure type holiday, you perhaps go to New Zealand and do that sort of thing. Because I just think there's a beautiful tranquility to Perth.
Yes.
It's, you know, I have a little bit of a giggle when people talk about traffic jams, peak hour. I mean, that just doesn't really exist from what I can see. It's just still got this beautiful, relaxed vibe to it. It's I mean, the lifestyle is second to none.
Yeah. A lot of things are easy. Apart from those people who are in traffic right now going, Georgie, what are you talking about? Hey, Georgie, I read an article, I think it was last year, I read an article and it said, I took my 12-year-old daughter to Uganda and I thought when my kids were in trouble or playing with their devices too much, I'd lock them in their room for a couple of hours. Seems like a drastic measure. How incredible was that?
It was amazing. And it was one of those situations where I'd had quite a long affiliation with an organisation called School for Life, which is an amazing Sydney woman who's over in Uganda building schools. And it coincided with me wanting to give that a boost in publicity and go and shoot a story. And I looked at my daughter and I thought, wow, how do we explain to our kids that they've won the lotto of life by being born in Australia?
Yeah.
It's very hard to explain to them how privileged they are just by living here, you know, access to good healthcare, good education, all those things that we take for granted. And it just all... It sort of all, it was the perfect opportunity. So I took her over there and it was the great eye-opener that I hoped it would be. It's planted a seed. I mean, a lot of people we came back and said, has it changed it? Well, it's planted a seed that will hopefully continue to grow and develop in terms of just having that perspective, that life perspective. It was a really extraordinary opportunity.
Brilliant.
If I can quickly talk about the Today Show, there's some unspoken rule in radio that sees breakfast teams with two men and one woman. It just seems to be the way we roll. Is the dynamic of working with Deborah Knight and Brooke Boney different for all of you, having so many women in the cast on the show?
Not really. I mean, to be honest, this was a situation where we needed to find the best people for the job. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they happen to be women is merely coincidental. A lot of fuss has been made of it, a lot of it good, some of it negative. I've had to fend off some pretty bizarre questions. you know, it was one of those opportunities that presented itself and I'm very proud to be part of it.
Yeah, cool.
Well, it's so nice to be with someone who actually understands what it's like to get up that early and have to be on all the time, you know.
Yeah, what's your wake-up call?
Four for us.
Yeah, we're getting
not as bad.
I'm 3:30.
Yeah,
I beat you.
Yeah. That's good, though. 3:30.
Bragging rights.
That extra half an hour I could do my hair and makeup if I bothered.
Could you be bothered, Kimber?
Yeah, I can't.
Well, Rotto and all the rest of it and catching it with family, and it's great to have you back home and good to see you just for a little while as well.
Yeah, thank you. Really loved to be here and well done to you guys.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth. for Brekkie.
Hanging out here along with our friends from Dale Alcock.
Yes, if you're building, renovating or developing, you are in safe hands with Dale Alcock.
Yeah, maybe call those guys first before you go and start just knocking down internal walls at your place on the weekend.
People who know what they're doing.
Yeah, good idea. DaleAlcock.com.au.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The MASH theme song makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Because growing up as a kid, I feel like this was the time that Dad was coming home from work and I was going to get in trouble for all the naughty things I'd done during the day.
You shouldn't have told me that because you know I'll play that forever.
I know. It just makes me feel a bit, oh.
How about when you're little and you're scared? Listen to this, right?
And now, Darren McGann in The Night Stalker.
When I was a kid, the Night Stalker promos on Channel 9 scared the hell out of me. Yes. And we had a long long corridor, like a passage down the middle of our house in Caranup. I used to run to my bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah, I was 19.
Yes.
I was like 7.
Darren McGavin.
Darren McGavin in The Night Stalker.
It's like he pays in the back pocket for Essendon.
He does. Yeah.
What is the sound that really just hits you? Sean's in Southern River. Sean, what's the sound that gets you?
The Wiggles theme song.
Oh, hang on. Let's have a listen.
Oh, that sounds fun and punchy. What's
sounds
the issue
like
with
Portugal,
that,
Portugal the
Sean?
Man's new hit.
It wasn't me, of course. It was the missus. Basically pregnant with the second one and extremely extreme morning sickness.
Yes.
And the eldest loved the Wiggles at the time. Today they're much older.
Yeah.
But every time the Wiggles theme song comes on, she gets nauseous.
Oh, no.
How awful. Instant reaction.
Pavlovian response.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Wow. Yeah, no, don't play that around the house.
Yeah, terrible. Thanks, Sean.
Good on you, Sean. Let's go to Yokai and Adam. What's the sound that makes you go, oh?
It is the recorder.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other than it just being an evil instrument, Adam, what does it do to you?
I cringe and I just literally want to pop my earbuds and I just don't want to listen to anything anymore. It just really drives me. And then the kids came home with one the other week from their nana.
No!
I gave it back. I said, not in my house.
No, and you get to make those rules. I've never heard anyone play the recorder well.
No.
Like, I've never heard it beautifully played.
Yeah.
Tonight, the Perth Symphony Orchestra with Gimelo Guadagnanda on the recorder.
Exactly. Yeah, doing a solo.
Never heard that.
Hey, Adam, were you like the rest of us and we got forced to play the recorder, or many of us got forced to play it at primary school?
I was forced,
yeah. Yeah.
I think I did it for about a year and I went, not doing it anymore.
Yeah, not good. Thanks for reporting that annoying noise.
Too right.
Tracy's in Mindari. Tracy, what's the sound that just really hits you?
Green sleeves.
Oh, yes. Couldn't agree more.
Oh, and an ice cream.
Couldn't agree more.
Just that particular tune, Tracy, what is it about it?
I don't know what it was when I was a kid, but I feel compelled to go out and buy ice cream.
Yeah.
And if I don't, I feel really anxious and I get this horrible knot in my stomach.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's
interesting. Funny thing to explain, isn't it? Like this feeling I have around the MASH theme song. I can't think of anything else that it would be apart from just getting in trouble. But it's not a nice feeling when it's in. Thank you, Claire.
No worries.
It does hit you in the stomach somewhere.
It does, yeah. Oh. I felt, you know, I just feel like I'm going to be sick. Like my mum didn't let me buy ice cream or something, and I really feel like I've got to go out and buy it. And I'm really ripped off when they just drive past.
I'll be some professionals would have a field day with you with that one, Tracy, I reckon.
Oh, Tracy, it feels like there's something in the wardrobe when I hear that.
Oh, really? Yeah, it'd be creepy. Monsters.
Awesome.
Tracy, and I'm really sorry that we played that sound for you.
Well, I've got to go and eat some ice cream.
She's going out to Mr. Whippy right now.
I know, she's making that bit sound bad. That's the best part to come of that. It makes me feel sick. Fix it with ice cream.
Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
And another reason to celebrate on Saturday, guys. The West Coast Eagles will be unfurling their premiership flag before their game against the Giants on Saturday.
Brilliant.
Yeah. That's going to be a big event.
That is their luck.
Very, very big event. And it's funny you say that, KC, because it is Friday, the 29th of March, and it was on this day, 32 years ago, at Subiaco Oval in 1987, that the West Coast Eagles played their very first VFL game, led by Coach Ron Alexander and Captain Ross Glendenning.
Yes, and a certain former captain of the Perth Demons, the Mighty Ds, was there as well.
Number 38.
Yeah.
Adrian Barrage, good morning, mate.
Oh, hi, guys. It's so good that you care and that you remember and that it's highlighted on your wonderful show, because 32 years ago, and I've got some breaking news for you. I'm coming out of retirement tomorrow at the game. We are actually playing the Owls, the older, wiser, larger, slower Eagles. We are having a game before the match. 3:30 it starts, before the big Eagles-Giants game, before they unveil the premiership flag. We're coming out of retirement, and we're having a hit-out to commemorate the 32 years since the 1987 first game.
Wow. Physiotherapists across Perth are now planning their next holiday home, Barra. That's brilliant.
What about cardio people?
Well, Barra, actually, will your game on Saturday go as well as the kicker of a first game you had on that original game years ago?
Well, let's hope so. As it says, older, wiser, slower, larger. It will definitely be in vogue, and there'll be a lot more resting and drinking water and reminiscing, I suppose. But, yeah, that was an amazing game. You know, I've said this to you guys before. I firmly believe that was where the Eagles laid down more or less the policy as to what the club was stood for going forward, because at three-quarter time, we were trailing by, I think it was either 31 or 33 points, Clancy, and we fought back to win the game. We dug deep against Richmond, and the boys, Ross Glendinning and Phil Narkle and John Anear and Laurie Keane and all those great names, they all fired up. I was on the bench with a broken cheekbone about to go to hospital, so I can't claim any of the glory. So I ended up in hospital, so it was a momentous day, but really that's when the club laid down what they stood for, and it's been a great club basically ever since.
Yeah, very, very successful. And I guess, you know, we all think that our time that we live in is the best and the most special time, and I would imagine you guys thought you were at the absolute cutting edge of professionalism, and no doubt you were, but it seems these days, I mean, were you guys coming in and having lollies at quarter time and having your Gatorade, or was it more emu bitter?
No, well, actually, I can't really talk about this, but there were a couple of players that during the breaks would do things to help themselves relax, if you know what I mean,
sure,
which is a common occurrence. And the water boys these days, that did not come out quite right. You know?
No, it didn't actually.
Sorry,
no.
Sorry. No one took it anywhere that they shouldn't have. No, Barra, it's fine.
Those
carry
boys
on.
Did.
And it was quite common for players to do that during the breaks, and that's what's happening in our team, there's no doubt. I think David Wirrupanda's job was to hide the said thing in the toilet so that they could find them during the breaks. And then we also had water boys that carried these enormous water bottles. They were just sort of old orange juice containers and things like that. So we weren't exactly that professional in those days.
Absolutely.
We've come a long way.
We'll bring back the atmosphere of that first Eagles game 32 years ago. It sounds a little bit like this.
Okay, away we go. The start of the season then for both these sides. The start... a piece of history for the West Coast Eagles.
Oh, one Dennis Cometti right there. Wow. And Barra, was it true that Chris Lewis was so young he was sitting there scratching his pimples on the bench? Was he barely 17?
Popping his pimples, 17-year-old. I was on the bench with him and I looked across and I thought, who's this fella?
He's a little kid.
What's he going to do out there against these big Tigers guys?
Yeah.
And then he got out there and he was sensational. That guy ended up being an absolute superstar. And at 17... it was almost the difference in the game, so it went on to have a great career. So great memories, really great memories. So they unfurl the premiership flag on Saturday, tomorrow.
Yep.
Hearn's got his 250th, Kennedy's got his 200th, Marston's got his 200th, and Lacroix's doing a lap of honour. It's a big day for the Eagles, so let's hope they win, otherwise it'd be a real anticlimax.
Yes. Hey, a big celebration, and number 38, mate, you're a legend in our books, mate. Look after the hamstrings.
You're all legends. Good on you guys. I'll talk to you next week, maybe, if I survive.
Beautiful.
There he goes, Barra.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Sex and the City author Candace Bushnell has now released a new novel. Well, it's coming out in August, and it's called Is There Still Sex in the City?
Oh, wow.
Really?
She must have taken a while to come up with that one.
Well, the thing is, it's been picked up by Paramount Television, and it's going to be possibly a pilot movie, or they're looking at getting the pilot done, of New York City women navigating their way through friendships, dating, marriage and their sex lives but the women featured are in their 50s and 60s.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like it's going to be big.
Suddenly it's...
Is Betty White in it?
Good one.
Well, the author said, it didn't used to be this way. At one time, 50-something meant the beginning of retirement, working less, spending some time on your hobbies.
Right. Yes.
And they weren't women who were expected to exercise, start new business ventures, move to a different state, have casual sex with strangers and start all over again. Mm. And that's what's happening for lots of women in their 50s and 60s now. So she said, we want to reflect that on the screen.
I'd love to see Betty White come in her 90s and you start using the language they use in that series.
Yes,
it'd be hilarious.
And they've said the deal has been confirmed, but they haven't given a green light on when it's going to start filming. And none of the characters from the original Sex and the City have been, you know, mentioned that they'll return.
No, Sarah Jessica. Okay.
Which I can't imagine. I mean, none of them would want to admit that they're in their 50s and 60s.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we can't get them back.
Yeah.
Now, guys, Lady Gaga, she knows how to celebrate a birthday. She's 33. And she's celebrated by taking 11 of her closest friends on a surprise vacation to Cabo to celebrate.
Hey, Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, just going on a little trip. They stayed in a huge villa. Everyone's been laying out by the pool, sipping drinks, having food while laughing and chatting and getting together.
Mm.
And they said Gaga's really excited to relax, a beautiful way to hang with friends. But apparently the 11 friends that she's taken with her include her agent, manager, makeup artist, hairstylist, and members of her band.
So many friends. No one said no in the whole trip.
Well, yes. I watched that documentary the other day. And there were a lot of yes people around her.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah. I mean, we have a stylist that I absolutely love and adore, but there's not many other. I mean, we get to take a work trip. You're having a birthday where you're taking 11 of your friends overseas. Are you taking all of us? I mean, come on.
I don't know about that.
No, we're not Gaga.
Yeah,
no. We ain't 33.
No.
No, exactly. Now, if you're hitting the cinema this weekend, two movies that you might like to see, Tim Burton's Dumbo.
You have something very rare. You have mystique. You have magic.
You can do it, Dumbo. Fly.
I'm really looking forward to seeing this. Starring Michael Keaton, Colin Farrell, Danny DeVito, and based on the original story of the young elephant with oversized ears.
Yeah.
And it's getting good reviews from critics, and also because it's a bit more, not as, you know, the original was a cartoon.
Yes, it was.
And this is live animation, okay. So you're getting a bit of everything. But I think this is with the Tim Burton slant of it, it's going to be quite dark.
Is Helen Bonham Carter in there?
No, I don't think. I think that's over over Red Rover,
funny?
Isn't
we
it?
Knew exactly who you were talking about.
Yeah.
I thought they split up.
Oh, did they?
Oh, did they? Oh,
she's in all of his movies.
They got a bit dark for each other, did they?
Well, I could be wrong on that.
Oh, she probably married Robert Smith from The Cure.
Yes.
And also the Lego Movie 2 is out, the second part. It's 5 years since everything was awesome in Legoland, but now there are Duplo invaders from out of space.
Once everything was awesome. Now everything is bleak.
Hey, Lucy. I brought you coffee.
How cute.
Yeah, it could be a cute, fun movie to get out to on the weekend. The voices from Chris Pratt and Elizabeth Banks. So, yeah, the Dumbo movie and Lego Movie 2 you can check out over the weekend.
Sweet.
And that's your Daily Juice.
Very nice.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey!
Yeah!
Woo! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
I'll tell you what, when you see those reality TV shows about, what would you call it, sort of emergency dispatch, you know, phone rooms, and they must get some extraordinary calls.
They do.
People in you know, the most awful distress, and they're very calm and they talk them down, don't they?
Mm.
Well, in Manchester, they've received a call like that because a gentleman has basically barricaded himself or is stuck in a toilet cubicle.
Right.
And you know, people are concerned. And we've got some audio, actually, of the call.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
999, what's your emergency, please?
Ah, you got to send someone down here quickly. There's a man barricaded in toilet.
Oh, is he conscious?
Aye, he's conscious. He's telling us all to F off.
Can you hear him talking? Like, is he saying things?
Aye, he's telling us all to go away. He's been in there for an hour doing a poo.
What's your location?
In Greater Manchester. I'm busting. Come put it next to me. He's busting. We're all busting and he won't get us out.
Is he all right? Is he, like, on drugs or something?
Well, he doesn't smell like he's all right, love. He smells like he's dying inside. Send coppers down here now.
All right, I can try and dispatch an emergency team. I can get someone down there.
Good, because I can't hold on myself forever, you know, love.
Isn't it amazing?
I love love that.
They really handle it so well.
They really do. Yeah. I mean, that she was just so calm and yet, you know, to the point, got and of course they did send police.
Did they? What, yeah. To correct her accent? Or?
Yeah.
It was so good. <in Fargo>.
But no, so a bloke has been in the toilet for an hour, a cubicle. People are outside banging on the door. He's like, leave me alone. I'm trying to do my business here.
Yeah, yeah.
And the police have been called, but they've said that no crime was committed.
Gotta love that, don't you? So funny. Sorry, Kimbatron.
I've walked into plenty of toilets where I thought there'd been a crime scene.
Oh, there was one upstairs earlier, like yesterday, wasn't there?
You and I could play a whole series of stick cricket in the toilet.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Australia wins. Well done, guys.
Leave me alone.
That was funny.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Correct that win. Mix 94.5's Blue Light Disco.
You guys got your costumes ready for the Blue Light Disco?
Oh, you betcha.
We are hosting the Blue Light Disco on Friday, 12th of April with Capital Nightclub, changing back to Pinocchio's. Just for the night.
Brilliant.
And we have been giving away invitations for those who've registered at mix.com.au. And we want to upgrade someone to the VIP section.
Love an upgrade. Let's go to Cloverdale. G'day, Shirley.
Hello.
How are you, Shirley?
I'm excited now.
Oh, so good. You should be sure, because it's going to be a huge party.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Shirley, we would like to invite you and three of your friends to come to the VIP section. We're talking an upgrade here where you'll have nibbles and drinks and hang out with us. How does that sound?
Brilliant.
Shirley, have you been to one of our Blue Light Discos before?
No.
Oh, you are in for a treat. It is a fantastic night of dancing, so wear your dancing shoes. And there's also $10,000 to be won on the night. It could be for any of our winners. It could be you.
Yeah, it could be anyone.
Hey, Shirley, are you okay? You're lacking a little bit of oxygen there, I think. You sound like you're very, very excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Oh, we're excited to have you, Shirley.
It's been a brilliant march. I started off with getting a work on the spot award, and now this.
Oh, you're kidding. Made it work. You're in a purple patch, girl. Well done.
I'm good.
Looking forward to dancing with you, Shirl. We'll Shirl and Twirl on the dance floor. See you there.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Shirley. She is having a winning month, isn't she?
I can't wait to meet Shirley. She sounds awesome.
I want to see Kimber do the Shirl and Twirl.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Dale Alcock. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.